Chapter 44, Inner Enlightenment, an address to the members of the inner school. The mode of life which has become imperative for all pupils today is that of becoming enlightened. The mystery school itself, in the form of the Holy Grail, has always been such an enlightened etheric body. Our outer school has been of a more dialectical structure up to now, hence the many dangers of rise and decline which the spiritual school has experienced. The important thing in the inner school is that the light and the power, emanating from the Gnostic astral field, will make themselves felt in all aspects of the spiritual school through the magnetic system of the serpent fire staff and the nucleus of the whole nervous system, the nucleus of the system of 144,000. To the transfigurist, the state of enlightenment can be found only in a conscious link with the fraternal field of immortal souls, or in other words, with the field of the resurrection of the soul. The inner school must serve to accelerate and dynamize this process for all its members, and also gain enough power and strength to resist the adversary. It has been granted to the inner school to achieve in unity the state of the touch of the light and the link with the light of the Gnostic astral field in the original meaning of the word. The first step to this will be the magnetic link with the Gnostic magic life, a link with the universal Christ being, and a link with the Holy Spirit. This link must be totally free of dialectical blemishes. Only when that link is established will the absolute ascent of the spirit-soul human being be possible again. It gives us great joy to be able to tell you that the first signs of this sublime ascent have appeared visibly in our midst. As visible proof of this, we received a testimony from within the circle of pupils. We would like to share this with you. In the heart of the spirit-soul temple of the Holy Grail is the fountain of living water. It is the liquid crystal, which is formed by the flowing together of the original divine light, that is discharged as a mighty spirit fire into the waters of true soul ascent. It is the fountain which places all links of the universal chain up to this day in the eternal present, the eternal now, the original word, the light that shines in the darkness. It is the mystery of the light that reveals itself through the mighty fire of the Spirit. It is the mighty fiat, which is pronounced in the holy atmosphere. It is the soul water above which the Spirit hovers. It is the holy earth of true human genesis. Thus, the living, vibrating Grail light has commenced its triumphal march in the magnetic field of the living body of the spiritual school. It is the sign that appears in the aurora of the morning of the resurrection. It is the nucleus group, which from now on will commence the labor of God. It is the labor of Gnostic magic. It is the nucleus group that will establish the living body in the heart of the spirit-soul temple of the Holy Grail. It is the morning of the resurrection in the Holy Grail. It is the entrance into the first temple of the Holy Trinity. It is the temple of the fire ether. It is the temple of the quintessence, the fifth basic element. It is the entrance to the life field of immortal souls, the living seed, sown in the field of the magnetic body, will truly prove its regained soul birth, for a hermetic application of the process of reversal will certainly ensure entrance into the second and third temple. And the question of the pupil on the path, "Father, will every creature be saved?" will certainly be answered by, "Yes, all will be saved," like the blast of a trumpet on the morning of the resurrection, calling us to begin our divine labor. This testimony makes us realize more than ever before that we are hanging on a fiery cross, the fiery cross which we need to revivify every day, for through this revivification, we reinforce the experience. Hence, what is needed most of all is a positive mode of life, through labor, in complete faith and trust, at the service of humanity, as real gatekeepers. When we have completed our Via Dolorosa, the way of the rose and the cross, the morning of the resurrection will finally come. Then the descent from the cross will follow. The fire body, the spirit-soul body, is liberated, although it is still linked with the purified personality in a very special way. And we experience this descent from the cross, this initiation, as a wondrous sensation, for eternity is linked to time in a very positive way. May your fiery body, your soul body, one day be filled permanently with the holy vibrations of the Holy Spirit through your pure directedness at the one goal in unity, freedom, and in the love power of God. God be with you and bless you.